This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Crews completed the demolition of the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose yesterday. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's treated debris with a disinfectant. The materials will be disposed of off-site in the coming days. After that, EPA contractors will remove the building's foundation. Work is expected to last about 10 days. The owners of the funeral home were indicted on federal charges last week. That's in addition to hundreds of other charges. Authorities found nearly 200 improperly stored bodies at the facility last year. After winning the college hockey national championship last weekend, University of Denver coach David Carl is jumping right into the next season.
We also owe it to the program and everybody to turn our attention toward next season, as crazy as that sounds, in trying to win our 11th championship. We want to be perennial contenders year in and year out, and so you have to be able to go from 2 feet elevation to 50,000 feet elevation within a given day or hour.
The Pioneers won their 10th national championship, the most in NCAA history, last weekend, beating Boston College. Carl spoke with Colorado Matters host Ryan Warner, and you can hear the entire conversation in tonight's show. A man who worked as a swim coach in Boulder 20 years ago was convicted of sex assault charges. The verdict comes after several adult victims came forward years after the crimes were committed. John Bieber coached in Boulder between 1997 and 2002. He'll be sentenced in July. Copper Mountain is joining other Colorado ski resorts and is extending its season. Copper Mountain will stay open into May as long as conditions allow. Eldora also extended its season after a major snowstorm last month. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.